Bonjour, c'est Clémence.
Bonjour, c'est Martin.
Bonjour, c'est Marouane.
Nous sommes élèves de 5e 7 du collège François Raspail de Carpentras.
Nous allons vous présenter un projet mené en cours sur l'Irlande et la Saint-Patrick.
Nous allons d'abord vous présenter Saint-Patrick en français, puis ensuite vous en parler dans la langue de Shakespeare.
Voulez-vous connaître l'histoire de Saint-Patrick ? Tout d'abord, parlons de la légende. Selon la légende, Saint-Patrick était un prêtre irlandais très connu. À l'époque, il y avait de nombreux serpents en Irlande. Les Irlandais étaient très effrayés car ces serpents-là étaient maléfiques et terrifiants. Mais un jour, Saint-Patrick prit un tambour et joua si fort que les serpents s'en allèrent et quittèrent l'Irlande pour toujours. Les Irlandais étaient si contents qu'ils le nommèrent patron saint d'Irlande.
Mais cela n'est qu'une légende. En réalité, Patrick n'était même pas irlandais et ne s'appelait pas Patrick. Son vrai nom était Maoin. C'était un prêtre gallois. Il est né en 385 après Jésus-Christ. Un jour, des pirates irlandais le capturèrent. Mais Maoin s'est enfui car il a eu une révélation. Il devait convertir les Irlandais au christianisme. Ce qu'il fit. Enfin, il mourra en 461 après Jésus-Christ, un 17 mars.
Les Irlandais célèbrent la Saint-Patrick tous les ans, le 17 mars. C'est une fête de 5 jours durant laquelle ils boivent beaucoup de bière, jouent de la musique dans des festivals et concerts. De plus, ils portent avec fierté des habits aux couleurs vertes, la couleur symbolique de l'Irlande. La Saint-Patrick est fêtée dans le monde entier chaque année. On espère que vous en avez appris plus à son sujet. Joyeux Saint-Patrick.
First, Ireland is the northwest of Europe. It's an island.
In Ireland, there are two official languages, Irish and Gaelic. The capital is Dublin.
The flag has got three colors, green, white and orange. The Gaelic name of Ireland is Eire. People in Ireland are proud to be Irish.
Then, Ireland is a flat country with many shore cliffs and the countryside is very green.
We can find lakes in Ireland. The Irish landscape is the greenest because of the shamrocks.
There are many high mountains. There are many old castles in Ireland.
The castles have a long history and the tourists can visit them.
Finally, there are shamrocks. It is green plants.
It looks like three hearts together. It's an important symbol for Irish people.
Also, the color green means a good luck.
The Irish music is important in the life of Irish people. There are three traditional instruments, the Uilleann pipe, the bodhrán, and the tin whistle.
Finally, the legend says there are many leprechauns who live in the countryside.
The leprechaun is a little man. They wear green outfits. They are generally kind and sometimes nasty.
Come to Ireland, it's amazing!
What about Saint-Patrick? Well, Saint-Patrick is a famous Irish legend. The legend says in Ireland there were many snakes.
People were very afraid of them because the snakes were evil and scary.
So, he played with a drum extremely loudly and he chased the snake out of Ireland.
People were really happy and so people called him a saint.
But this is a legend. In fact, Saint Patrick was born in 385 AD, probably in Wales.
In reality, Saint Patrick was not Irish. His real name was Maoin. He was a priest.
Then Irish pirate captured Saint Patrick and he escaped because he heard a rose.
Saint Patrick converted Irish people to Christianity. Finally, he died about 461 AD.
The shamrock was his symbol. It represents the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
They celebrate St. Patrick's Day on March 17th. It's a 5-day celebration. People drink a lot of beer. They play music at festivals.
They are in a green costume because they are proud to be Irish. St. Patrick's Day is celebrated around the world.
We are happy you learned a lot about Ireland today. You must go to Ireland.
Happy St. Patrick's Day!
In Dublin's fair city, where the girls are so pretty, I first set my eyes on sweet Molly Malone. As she wheeled her wheelbarrow through streets broad and narrow, buying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Streets are